So you're on the very, very, very bottom of Hey Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Amr of Nachman, so we just finished a conversation about Tumtum Vandragonos not being Matami Begadim, etc., things like that. So the Gemara is now going to continue with this conversation. And this Gemara says as follows. Amr of Nachman, Yitzhak, Af Ananamitan, we also have a Mishnah that says a similar idea. Rabbi Leza Omer, Hakilayim, Vitrefa, Vyotse Dofen, Vitumtum, Vandragonos, Lo Kedoshin, Velo Mikadshin. So what are we referring to? We say kilayim here. We're not referring to kilayim of a field. We're talking about kilayim of animals. Right? So you have animals that are a mix of two different mixed breed animals. Or an animal that's a trefa, right? An animal that would die, has something wrong with it, some type of ailment that means it would it's already, quote, in a certain sense on its deathbed, it would die within the next year. You would say dofen, an animal that was not, that was like a, you know, C-section animal. Animal born through a C-section, or a tum-tum, or an androgynous, or an animal that's a tum-tum, or an androgynous. Any of those animals, lo kidushin, velo mikachin, don't become, so we're going to see what this means. It both seem to be, you translate both as, like, don't become kadosh. But so what are we talking about? So if I'm Shmuel, lo kidushin bitmura, velo mikachin ba'ose tmura, shma mina. So there's a distinction here in terms of the type of kedusha that an animal that is a tumtum and androgynous could, or any of these other psulim, that it's kilayim, it's a trefa, etc., that it can the type of kedusha it can take on. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says kilayim psula krav, psula krav. So an animal that's kilayim, so you can't bring it as a korban. Why? The chesiv, the pasuk says shor ochesev. Pratli kalayim, right? It has to be a shor or a chesev. This an animal that's made of two animals. So you know, two different types of animals. So that's going to be not a shor or a chesev. Okay, ki valeid has to be born prat yotzidofen. I mean, it can't be from a C-section. It has to be yivaleid. It has to be born in the natural way. Okay, v'hani chamisha, and these five different types of animals or psulim of the animals. Yolef Rabbi Eliezer mikroy b'tzimura. You learn that from a pasuk in Maseches Tzimura. Beper yesh b'karbanos. The lochayal kedusha aleihem. These five psulim creates a scenario where these animals now can become kadosh. But af agav, there's usually talking about things like not becoming tame. Here's like you can't become kadosh. Why? We spoke before about other psula korban, right? That there's other animals that can't be brought as a korban, like rovea v'nirva. Animals had tashish with them, or they were with others. Muksa v'neva, it was used for work. V'esna and mechir, right? That it was paid for someone using a zona, etc. Was sort of sold for a dog. Chayli alayah kedusha saguf. Those other psulim, they do become kedush. They get a kedusha saguf. Utsrichin mum kavua liftos alav. Right, meaning those animals, they can be. Let's say a neva. Let's say, for example, if you made an animal that had been used for work, and now you make a kadosh, you make it to bring it as a korban in the base of mikdash. Right, so it becomes kadosh when you do that. You can't bring it as a korban. Right, but you said this is hekdesh, boom, now it's hekdesh, even though you were not allowed to bring it as a korban, right? And once that happens, so what has to happen for it not to be to be able to redeem it and make it no longer kadosh? It has to contract the mum. It has to get something in its eye, something on its ear, whatever. Once it gets like a mum, so then you could be poded, right? And even afterwards, you can't shear it, you can't do any work with it, right? Like we've talked before about the bechor and bechor animals, right? Which need to be redeemed, but then even so, you have to kind of wait for them to get a mum. So that's true of these other five, right? The Ravea, Nirva, Muksa, Neva, etc. But these, right, the Kelayim, the Trefa, etc., Hani lo chali ela kedushas damim. There's no actual kedushas aguf on these other animals, the Kelayim, the Trefa, the Tumtum, and Drognas. Kedikla ba'ama, v'niftim balomum. And you could simply take money and redeem them, and they become totally permissible to use. Umutar and begiza v'avodah, you could then shear them and use them for working in the field la'achepidyon, and after you redeem them. So there is some level of kedusha in the sense that you have to actually redeem them before using them, but they don't have a real kedusha like the other level of psulim. Fine. So that's what's going on with these animals. So what does Shmuel mean when he says lo kedushin b'tamura v'lo mikachin b'osei tamura? So what's tamura? Tamura means that in general, let's say an animal is a regular animal. You take a regular cow, whatever, and you say, Hareza Hekdesh, this animal is Hekdesh, I'm going to bring it as a korban in the base of Mikdash. And then you decide, you know what, I don't really want to bring this cow. This cow, whatever it is, some reason, I don't want to use this cow. I want to switch it with a different cow. And so you bring this cow over to another cow, and you say, cow A is now no longer Hekdesh, cow B is going to be Hekdesh in its place. So that's nice that you did that, but that's actually against the halacha. You're not allowed to do that. You can't be poda one Hekdesh animal and for another animal to make that animal Hekdesh. That doesn't work. And because you're not allowed to do that, when you do try, both animals become kadosh, as like a tax. So fine. So tamura is when you try to, right? Tamura literally means in place of, right? So when you try to do such a thing, so now you have two animals that are kadosh. The shaila is what? So when we say lo kedushin b'tamura, look at Rashi. Lo kedushin b'tamura. Lo mibayit achilas hekdesh lo kachet. Forget the fact that even originally, you want to make them real hektish, right? Like we said, that's not going to work. That filu ba mum shekada mumo lahekdesha lo nachtale kedusha zagov. We have an animal that has a mum on it, and then you say has something wrong with it, and you say hektish doesn't work, right? Because it already has a mum. Ela afilu im heimir kodesh bahen, right? Hani lo makachel. Let's say you took a perfectly fine, regular cow that was not yotzei dofen and not kalayim and not a tumtum, etc., and you brought it next to your tumtum animal, and you say, tamura, I want to take this animal and put the kedusha on the other animal. These animals are so blemished so much that they can't become kadosh, that even tamura, which typically will give kedusha to the second animal as a penalty, it won't work, right? So that's what happens here. And what about ein mikdash? So that's what it means. Ein lo kedushin. Shmuel says lo kedushin b'tamura. And then what does it mean lo mikachin b'osei tamura? So what if you take the same animal, right? And you said you had made it kadosh in a certain sense, right? That small amount of kedushas dumb that it has. If you take that animal now, if you look at Rashi, it continues down there. I have it like a first word in the line is chayla in Rashi. It's like 15 lines, 13 lines from the end before the end of the parak. So Rashi, this is ve'ein makdish la'asos tamura im heim kedoshim ve'heim yerchulin bahem ein in osin tamura. So let's say you did the opposite. Let's say the tumtum animal is the first animal, and you want to take that animal and make that kadosh, and now do tamura to make another, and you have another totally normal animal. Make that one tamura. I'll switch it now for the second one. So again, usually the second one becomes kadosh. That doesn't work either. Right? Why? Because the kedusha, this first animal, is so such a low level that it doesn't have any impact on. It can't become tamura, and it can't make other animals tamura. Okay, so you see from here that kelayim and trefa and tumtum and androgynous animals, that all of them don't have a very low level of kedusha in terms of being able to make any other animal kadosh either as well. Okay. Continues to give up. Omer chayav nalav skila kezachar. So we mentioned this idea before that an androgynous can be chayav skila from having tashrish with either one of its avar, right? The male or the female. So Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe says gishalachti lelmo tara etzra b'dazer ben Shamua. So when I went to the town of Elazar ben Shamua to learn his base medrash. So the students of Rav Elazar ben Shmua, so they like attacked me. They came over to me, not literally attacked me, but they came over to me like the chickens of Beis Bukia. And what's special about the chickens of Beis Bukia, says Rashi, bekiim vecharifim ve'im anichin tarnagol nachri b'nehem. They're very sharp and probably the nicest chickens, and they don't allow. Other, if it's a strange chicken, they like, they're very like territorial, and they'll attack them. Okay, so the point being, they like came over to me. They were like very fierce when they came over, very sharp when they came over to me. And velo hinichuni lilmod ella davar echav mishnah. They only wanted to learn one thing. What was that? Rabbi Elazar Omer, androgynous chayav and love skila kazachar. They wanted to like really talk about this din. This is the thing they wanted to talk about, and they like attacked me. Like, this is the only halacha they wanted to talk about. Okay, interesting. Fine. I don't know why, it doesn't explain, but we'll move on. Lamaisa Hajra Alacha Ariel finished the 8th parak of Masechet Yevamos. Wow, pretty amazing. Okay, switch from your second, your art scroll 2, your art scroll 3. If you want proof that you're now in the third, you're now two thirds done. You know, if you're looking for the next Yevamos, there's no other Yevamos in art scroll, so that's already good news. It's already good news. Okay, so now it starts. The mission is going to take us back now to some regular Yevamos type of conversations in terms of certain types of relationships. Okay. So the mission is now going to list a number of relationships that are permissible for this one, forbidden for this one, and you're going to see how that works. Yesh mutaris l'ba'alehen v'asuros l'yiv mehen. There are certain women who are permitted to their husbands and forbidden to the yavam. There are certain women, mutaris l'yiv mehen, v'asuros l'ba'alehen. Certain women who are permitted to the yavam, but are actually forbidden to their current husband. Mutaris l'elu l'elu. Some women who are permitted both to their husband and to their yavam. And also women who are forbidden to both. Okay, so now we have that introduction. We're now going to go through the list. Who are the individuals who are permitted to their husbands and forbidden to the yavam? Kohen hediot shenoses ha'amana. So you have a kohen hediot who's married to an amana. That's fine, he's allowed to. V'yeshlo ach, kohen gadol. He has a brother who's a kohen gadol. So she's permitted to him because a regular kohen can marry an amana. But his brother, the Kohen Gadol, is forbidden to marry Amana. The Kohen Gadol can only marry a Psula. So that's why she's permitted to him, forbidden to the Yavam. Chalal, Shenasa Kshera. That's you have a Chalal, a Kohen who's a Chalal. And he, right, because his father and mother, let's say his mother was a divorcee, right? She was a Grusha. So that was a forbidden relationship, and that turns into a chalal. Good. So he marries a ksheira. He marries a regular Yisraelis woman. So that's permitted, right? He's permitted to marry her, but v'yesh lo ach kasher. But he has an ach. He has a brother who is a non chalal. So right? So when the chalal is married to a regular Jewish woman, that actually makes her now forbidden to marry a regular kohen afterwards. Right? The chalal passes her. Okay. So again, permitted to her, she's allowed to marry the halal, nothing wrong with that, but then she can't marry her brother-in-law afterwards, who is a regular kohen. Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael. Yisrael marries a regular Jewish woman. Yishlo ach mamzer, but his brother is a mamzer. So he's allowed to marry her, but she can't marry the brother-in-law because, again, he's a mamzer. Mamzer shenasa mamzeris. The mamzer marries mamzeris. That's permitted. Right? That's allowed. Yishlo ach Yisrael, but he has a regular ach Yisrael. So the regular Jew can't marry the mamzeres, so that's why permitted to him, forbidden to the yavam. Mutaris l'ba'alein, v'asuros l'yavmehen. Fine, so that's these six examples. Next, v'elu mutaris l'yavmehen, v'asuros l'ba'alein. So now it's the list of individuals who are permitted to their yavam, but forbidden to their husbands. Kohen gadol, shekidish es almana, v'yesh l'ach, right? V'yesh l'ach, kohen hediot, right? So the kohen gadol is married to an almana. And he has a brother who is a regular kohen. So notice, by the way, the kohen gadol is the case is that he was. We're going to see. We're going to talk later about kidesh versus nasa. But here, the kohen gadol is kidesh dalmana. But we'll see if that matters or not. So he marries dalmana, and he has. So that's forbidden. Kohen gadol can't marry an almana, but he has a brother who's a regular kohen. So he's allowed to marry an almana. So that would be fun. Kosher shenasa chalala. As you have a regular Jew. Who marries a halala? It must be a kohen kasher. Sorry, who marries a halala? V'yesh lo ach halal, and he has a brother who is a halal. So for the kohen to marry a halala, he's not supposed to, but his brother who is a halal, so he can marry her. So that's why. So permitted to the yavam, even though forbidden to the baal. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres. Yisrael marries mamzeres. It's not allowed. V'yesh lo ach mamzer, but his brother who's the mamzer could marry her. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael. Mamzer married a bas Yisrael. That's not allowed. He can't do that. However, v'yesh lo ach Yisrael, right? But he has a brother who's a regular Yisrael, so he can marry the regular bas Yisrael. Mutaros liyemeyan v'asuros lebalein. So again, those cases are permitted to the yavam, forbidden to the baal. Okay. Next, ve'elu asuros le'elu ve'elu. The following examples are people who are forbidden to both their husband and forbidden to the yavam. Kohen gadol shenasas amana v'yesh lo ach kohen gadol. So the kohen gadol is married to an amana, and his brother is also kohen gadol. So now they get me in trouble, which we know they had the times that you know mashuach machama, people who were like set up as like the backup kohen gadol, etc. Kohen hediot kasher shenasa chalala v'yesh lo ach kasher. Right. So again, a kohen hediot marries a chalala, that's forbidden. And he has a brother who's also a regular Kohen, also forbidden to marry her. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres v'yesh lo ach Yisrael. So Yisrael marries a mamzeres, and he has a brother who is Yisrael, also both not allowed to marry the mamzeres. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh lo ach mamzer. He's a mamzer, his brother's a mamzer. They both can't marry this regular Yisrael woman. So in those cases, again, asuros le'elu ve'elu. So forbidden both to, they are forbidden, these women are forbidden to their husbands and to the Baal. V'shar kol anashim Mutaris lebalein uliyiv man. So just to put it out there, don't think that you're only if you're listed here that you're good. But any other women who are not listed here are permitted both to their husbands and permitted to the yavam. Shniyos medivrei sofrim. So we've mentioned before this idea of shniyos are relationships that are not asumi deraisa, but they look very similar to yisuri deraisa relationships, and therefore they Chazal asked them as shniyos. Right? They're secondary yisurim. It's only medivrei sofrim. It's only medirabanan. Shniyah levav velo shniyah liyavam. Right, so you have scenarios where a woman is a shniya, has a relationship that's asumi derabanan to the Baal, but maybe not to the yavam. Asur lebaal umuteras the yavam. Right, so then in that case, she's forbidden again to the Baal, but she is permitted to the yavam. Shniya liyavam velo shniya lebaal. What if she's a shniya to the yavam, but not to the Baal? Asur liyavam umuteras the Baal. Right, so then obviously, lechara, she'd be permitted to the one that she's permitted to and forbidden to the one that she's forbidden to. Shniyah lezelazeh, if she has a, you know, isur shniyos to both of them, asur lezelazeh, she's forbidden to both. Fine. And in that case, ein laksuba, lo ksuba, v'lo peros, v'lo mazonos, v'lo belos, v'lo vlad kasher, v'lo kofnos alhotzi. In that case, when she's married to the shniyos, and she wasn't supposed to be, she doesn't get a ksuba, she doesn't get any payment, she doesn't get peros, but her child is kasher. And we force her to get divorced. However, Aman leKohen Gadol, Grusha veChalutz leKohen Hediot, Mamzeres nisin leYisrael, Vas Yisrael leNasin, well, the Mamzer Yesh lan Ksuba. All those cases which are Nisa deraisa, right? Those cases are not Shniyos. Only all these deraisa. In those cases, they're forbidden to be married and they have to get divorced, but she gets a Ksuba. So we're going to have to see later why the Yisrael deRabbanan, when they're married, they have actually more significant, it's more like a bigger punishment in a certain sense. We give more fines on them than we do for the Yisrael Deraisa that we'll pick up as we get to the Mishnah. Okay, go ahead.